Okay, let's get into Zechariah Paragimel as we continue here in the Nevi'im Achronim and the end of the Treasar, Chagai Zechariah Malachi, and we continue with the vision of Zechariah, as last time he saw the Malachim on the horses, then he saw more Malachim, which told him that it's going to be good for Yerushalayim, and now we have actual visions of Yehoshua HaKohen HaGadol. If the earlier psukim were about the Gula HaAsida, then this is clearly about right now, because he's talking about Yehoshua, the Kohen Gadol, who is there at the time that he is living as well. So says the Pasuk, Vayar'eini es Yehoshua HaKohen HaGadol, and the Yehoshua, the Kohen Gadol, is shown to me, Omei lefnei Malach Hashem. He is standing in front of the Malach Hashem, v'hasatan, Omeda Yemino Lasitzno. And remember, this is also the Haftorah for Pahaloscha and Shabbos Chanukah. So he sees the Kohen Gadol and he sees the Satan. The Satan Omed al Yemino Lasitzno. He sees the Satan trying to be Mastin, trying to bring down Yehoshua HaKohen HaGadol. The Satan here, interesting that the Satan is used here, Lasitzno. There are only three places in Tanakh where we find literally mentioned the Satan as being involved in a story. Sometimes the verb is used, lesitno, but there are only three times in all of Tanakh where the Satan is used in a story. Right? Number one is the story in David HaMelech, when David HaMelech is going to count the people. And the Pesukim are described in Shmuel Beis in Perach Avdalin that Hashem is the one that went and was mesed, so to speak, David HaMelech to count. But if you look in Divir HaYamim, Aleph, Perach Av Aleph, the word there is used by Yamot Satan al Yisrael. Vayasa says David, Limno says Yisrael. So the Satan is used there by David HaMelech causing him to count the people. Number one. Number two is the famous story of Eov. In Perek Aleph Eov, Hashem says to the Satan, have you seen my Eov? Ein kamo ba'aretz, there's nobody like him. And the Satan says, Hachinam yare Eov alakim, for nothing, let me test him. And finally here in Zechariah, this is the third. What is the common denominator between all three? So I gave a Shabbat Shuvah drasha a couple of years ago about this. By each of them, possibly the Satan is bringing them down and saying, you can't do it, you're not worthy, you're not able to succeed. By David HaMelech, the Malbim says that David was nervous that he didn't have enough people for the war, and that's why he had to count the people if there was going to be a war. And Malbim was said that the Satan took the confidence away from David HaMelech. You can't accomplish. And the story by Eov, and you can't keep up and be good to HaKadosh, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if he doesn't give you. And here, what is the issue? Even if you've sinned, maybe you can't do tshuva. Right? As we'll see, the sins that Bnei Yisrael and Yeshua Kohen Gadol and his family were involved in, but that's Satan. Again, a very large topic. But those are the three. This is one of the three places in Tanakh where the Satan comes up. Chafetz Chaim points out also, Omid al Yemino Lisitz. Now, what do you mean? Usually, we think of the Yetzer Tov on the right side and the Yetzer Hara on the left side. So, what does it mean, Omid al Yemino? That he's on the Yamin to be Mastin. So, that's the Chafetz Chaim's comment. In the Chavetz Chaim al HaTorah, on the Haftorah for Baal Oscha, Yadua, Ki derech ha-Satan hu Yetzahara smala, l'sitra de misavusa, v'lev chacham ze ha-Yetzer Tov li'yamino. The right is always the Yetzer Tov side. So says the Chavetz Chaim, often the Yetzahara knows that he can't get us. We're not going to do Averis, we're not going to do them, those actions that bring us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he dresses up like a mitzvah. Yadua shasatan hu ayetzahara matarasol lahachshil bnei adam ulahatosa menaderach letzad smol v'mhisig matarasol adayin einam rapi yadam v'mishad lahachshu lo shuv v'mro ayetzahara she'ein b'kochol lahados adam smala hu ponali yamin. He dresses up v'yala adam sumol yos tamid air ulahashgiach pein pekichal yetzahara. You always have to be awake to see exactly what's in front of you. Ki yesh yetzahara me'ir es ha'adam. Sometimes the yetzahara will wake you up in the morning and tell you to get up early and go to shul in order to lo ala tila betzibur el saper bein shabach liyotzer l'daber b'shas kriyas ha'torah dvar ma'asurim lashon hara rachilus. He'll get you to go to shul, but he won't get you to daven. Right? All these types of actions, says the Chavetz Chaim. Sometimes the Satan dresses up on Yemino. And that's also what the Mesillas Yesharim says in the Mishkal HaChasidus in Parachaf, where he discusses two examples where there was something that looks like a mitzvah, but really it was exactly the opposite. Says the Ramchal, Ein ladun divrei HaChasidus al mar'ein harishon, el tzorach la'ayein ul hisbonein Had Heichan told us a ma'isa magios, you have to see, think about where this ma'isa leads to. Kilufamim a ma'isa ba'atzmo yirato. Sometimes the ma'isa seems good. Ulafisha hatolados ra'os yischayav anicho. But because of the results would be bad, you can't do it, even though it looks tov. Vim yaso so yechote v'lo chasid. Right, and that is the story of Gedaliah. Gedaliah ben Achikam, Yirmiyo perek mem. It looked like he was being down l'kav schus. What a mitzvah. But ultimately it led to the final nail in the coffin of the Churban, because he let Yishmael basically kill him and assassinate him. He didn't take any precautions. It looked like he was doing a mitzvah, but really it was the opposite. And the same thing also in Bayisheni, the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, the story of Reb Zechariah ben Afkulis, says the Ramchal that it was wrong. It was wrong for him to stand up and say, no, you can't kill Bar Kamsa, because then people are going to say that if you bring a mum l'gabei mizbech, you're chayim miso, or people are going to say that you're allowed to bring a makir bali mumin. Says the Ramchal, that was a problem. That was a chait, because one cannot judge divrei achasidus on the surface. That's this first pasuk, that the satan was seen on the right side, of Yeshua Kohen Gadol, lisitno. The Ramah also quotes a halacha that is based on the pasuk, maybe, in our parak. Brother Ramah quotes that the minug, it's not ma'akev, but the minug is to put the shofar on the right side of the mouth when you blow it. Tavkuf pehei. V'tov levzkoa b'tzad yamin. It's good to blow b'tzad yamin im efshar levzkoa b'kach. If it's possible to blow on the side you mean, then you should do that. Why? Because the Magen Avraham quotes this pasuk: the satan is on the right, then you want to blow the satan, right? Why did the Gemara say Rosh Hashanah irbu v'satan? We blow so many kolos la'arbi v'satan. So we blow on the right side in order to blow out the satan. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, quotes from Rav Meir Simcha. Right, it's pointed out this is the only time in all of the Chafetz Chaim's writings that he quotes a contemporary, and the stories behind this quote. But he quotes Rav Meir Simcha that says maybe there's another remez based on the pasuk in Shoftim by Gidon that they held their lapidim in their left hand and their right hand shofaros. Another remez to shofars on the right. Okay, so that is pasuk Aleph. Vayomar Hashem ala Satan, Hashem turns to the Satan. Or the Mitzvot David, the others say the Malach Hashem turns to the Satan, because he's talking about Hashem. Yigar Hashem becha Satan. The Satan, Hashem should, right, this is the Malach Hashem talking to the Satan, that Hashem should rebuke you, Satan. V'yigar Hashem becha bo Yerushalayim. Hashem, who chooses Yerushalayim, should rebuke you and say that you can't, you have to leave. And they have to leave them alone so they can build the Beis HaMikdash. Halo ze ud mutzol me'ej. This Yoshua, he's a firebrand that's saved from the fire. You have to let him stay. The Barbadel says maybe this is referring to future generations. That it's not talking about just the Yeshua himself, but all of his descendants, and it's referring to the story. The Barbadel says the whole parak is referring to the story of Hanukkah and the Chashmonaim and Antiochus, and his descendants were saved from the fire. That's of Satan Haya Antiochus Russia, says the Barbadel. V'chol chayel mukdon shaya omdim alav besitno miderech Hashem ulaviu lavod avod azara l'chal toras Hashem k'mo shamar Yosef ben Gurion. What the Greeks tried to do. V'yef shal afarish v'yareinius Yeshua sheheralo zaro. Matis Yahu Ubanov, right? All the Kohanim, Ubnei Chashmonoi, Kiliosam Zaro, Vyose Chalatzav, Zichram Bishmo. And that's what maybe this whole parak is referring to, the story of Hanukkah. But the Gemara has a different idea. The Gemara says, what's the Un Mutzal Me'esh? The Gemara quotes a story that's not mentioned, Beferish, it's Merumaz in the Psukim, but the Gemara goes through the story in the Psadi Gimel Amad Aleph, where Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar is talking to two false prophets, and the false prophets are trying to cause trouble. The Gemara says that the false prophets each went to Nebuchadnezzar's daughter and said that they are Nevuah from Hashem, that the daughter should be with the other one. Yana Asher Asu Nevala B'Yisrael. Right, the pasuk in Yirmiyo. My Ovid, what do they do? Oz L'Gavi Barchi to Nebuchadnezzar. Achav Omar La Kamar Hashem Hashmi El Tzidkiyo. Right, the Achav, the false prophet, said, listen to Tzidkiyo and give in to him and be with him. V'Tzidkiyo Amar Kamar Hashem Yishami El Achav. So she went and told her father that these two Jewish false prophets came over and want to convince me to be with them. Amar la, and the Nebuchadnezzar says that can't be. Eloheim shel elu sone zimahu. He hates znus. So when they came to him, they were sent to Nebuchadnezzar, and Nebuchadnezzar says to them, who told you this? Amru l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'chananim shav Azariah shal tinev amru le'asar. I asked Chananim shav Azariah, who are also great prophets, and they said, asar. Amru le, they said, anan nami neviyei kavasayu. Right, we're neviyim just like they are. L'ditu lo amalu, l'didon amalu. God told us. He didn't tell them. Some things were on such a level. Amar lehu, he says, okay, I'm going to check you out. I want to check you out, just like I threw them in the fiery furnace, and they survived. I'm going to throw you in too. They start worrying. Amar lehu, they say, They were three, so they had a zchus. Now we're only two people. Okay, you get to choose somebody who's going to go into the fire with you. Who they choose? Yeshua, Kohen Gadol. Right? Amar Yeshua, Kohen Gadol. Savri Lesi Yeshua, Daraf Eschuse. They said, let's bring Yeshua, Kohen Gadol, and he'll protect us. Umignalan. So what they do? Achtinu, Shadinu, Inu, Iklu, Yeshua, Kohen Gadol, Ichru Chemane. What happened? They were burned up and killed, and Yeshua was saved, just his clothing was singed. And that's what's mentioned here, Ud Mutzal Me'esh. Ud Mutzal Me'esh, they were saved. Why was this the clothing burned? The Gemara continues and talks about it. But that's the reference in the Gemara, in the Pasuk here. Ud Mutzal Me'esh, continuing. Yeshua was wearing dirty clothing. Va'omi lefnei ha'malach, and he was in front of the malach. What does it mean, dirty clothing? So Rashi quotes Chazal that his children were intermarried. And that was the dirty clothing that he was wearing. Havelu benin denasin lunashin delokshiran lukuunasa v'hayananash. And he was punished. Shlomicha biyadam. He didn't try to stop them. He didn't try to prevent them. And this was a machla of all of the Jewish people at that time. There's a lot of intermarriage that they had to stop. And that this issue of the children being married seemed to be a problem per se for him. Rav Shechter quotes in the Nefesh HaRav from the Rav Soloveitchik. A beautiful discussion. We know that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to be married. He has to be married, right? Beisa Zuishta, because his kapara has to be for him and his wife. But Yeshul his tapek, does the Kohen Gadol have to have children? So that's not a requirement. It doesn't say that he has to have children. Lachari doesn't. But what if he has children and they are, the question is, if they have children, is that also included in Beisa? Meaning his children, are they nechlal in the kapara of Beiso, or are they nechlal in the kapara of the rest of the Kohanim? Lamai nafgamina, what if a child is a mumar? Because a mumar is not included in the kapara. So if his wife is a mumeres, salachora, that's a problem. Because Beiso zu ishto, and, you know, that's the only part of the only Beiso, and therefore, that wouldn't be a kapara for Beiso. If there's one of the Kohanim that's a mumar, that wouldn't be a ralam either, because the kapara would work for all the rest of the Kohanim. It doesn't have to be for every single Kohen. But what if children, our children, that's his question, considered beso once he has them. So that is the question. Because beso would be excluded. What about children? So that's what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said. That's the pshat of this Arpsukim. Arpsukim, what is the Yeshua come, and the Malach says he has to remove it. His children are intermarried. And that seems to be an ikuv in his avoda. She calls mancha banavayu adai nesuim nachrios vaya dinam kimishu madim lo hayu aviyam roi lilbosh big day lavan hatsnif atar v'lavod avodas yom kippurim. So that's the deeper lundis shot of these sukkim, that his children needed to divorce their wives before he could do the avoda. Remove these begadim, these dirty begadim. And once that happens, see, I have returned your sin, removed your sin. And I've given you a new hat. Va'omar, and now Zachariah talks. Yasimu tsanif tahara osho, put his hat on, put his sniff on. V'yasimu tsanif tahara osho, and they did. V'yabishu begadim, and yagnu begadim. Again, there's big day kahuna, but these are the figurative begadim. U'malach Hashem omeid, and Malach Hashem is standing there. V'yor Malach Hashem b'yeshua limar, and the Malach Hashem warns Yoshua and says, now that you are starting afresh, you have to make sure to keep the Torah and follow everything you're supposed to do. Kol Amar Hashem Tzvakos, im bidrachai teilech, if you walk in my ways, v'imes mishmarti tishmar, and you guard my mishmeres. You have to guard my mishmeres. What does that mean? In the Beis HaMikdash, you have to guard it. You are the one in charge. Mitzudas, im yishmru hadvarim shet sivisi l'shamram. The kavod ever milim shonas, meaning you follow my ways, you do my mishra, v'gam atata dinas beisi, and you take care of my bias, of my bias Rashi, my Beis HaMikdash, v'gam tishmar as chatzeroi, and you guard my chatzer. So then, if you do all that, then you will succeed. And the phrase written is v'nasati locha malchim bein omdim ha'ela. You will be a mahalech amongst all of these omdim. Right, that is the phrase. A lot to say on this pasuk. So what is all of this mean? So we'll start with the end of it, which is a discussion of many mefarshim. I will make you a mahalech amongst these omdin, says the Chassam Sofer, says the Vilna Gaon. Malach is called an omed. right? Omdim mimalo, because they don't move. They can't go up in their spiritual status. A man is called a mahalich. So what the malach is saying to Yeshua Kohen Gadol, if you do this and you succeed, you could be a mahalich amongst these omdim. Chasam Sofer writes this on the Haftorah. Again, a Baal Oschach. This pasuk is part of the Haftorah. So he writes it there. He says, Ha'adam b'yoso yoser gadol b'malach, shu omid b'madregaso, aval ha'adam holech v'gadol b'ma'alaso. He can continue, v'haynu bodeinu chay, as long as he's alive. Aval k'shemesu omid, when a man dies, then it's finished. Aval he's omid, unless he has banim or talmidim, or he's influenced the rabbim. If he's influenced the rabbim, then he keeps going up and up. So that's why, says the malach, to Yoshua, if you keep doing this and you tell other people, you guard my mishmar and you affect others, then you're going to be going forever. Between these, even after one dies. Right, the Radak here says it's a remiss to neshama. But the Vilna Gaon says this is man. This is man's always moving. Right, the Vilna Gaon says that's the chiluk between the Gemara, the end of Brachas, that when you say goodbye to someone, you so as to say lech lishalom, not lech bishalom. To a mace, you say bishalom. Why? Because man is always moving. He's going to shalom. Shalom is ultimately in the heavens. So go up to the heavens. Sha'adam olebe madrigaso yoser v'yoser malamala filu amalach omei tamid b'madriga achas me'aisha nivra. And that's Srafim Omdimi Malo. Nimsa, says the Gra. Kshadam Chayu Holech L'Shalom. He's going to Shalom, Shen Nishar, because Shalom's in Shemayim. Right? He started off by quoting that Medrash. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world. Right? Shalom said, Al Yivra, Shekulo Ktata, Tzedek Omer Yivra. Emes said this, and Chesed said this. So Shalom stayed in Shemayim. Emes came to the earth. So go to Shalom, that means always go to the Shemayim. Keep going. Aval Kishemes Kfar Ba B'Shalom, and therefore say Lech B'Shalom, as the last daf in Brachos says. But that's V'Dathati L'Mahalchim Bein Ha'om De'Me'elah. The Klei Yakar also, in Perek Yudches of Yikra, discusses this for those who want to look. But on the first half, also, the Hashem says, keep my mishmar. Rav Soloveitchik asks, what do we need this part of the Haftorah for Shabbos Chanukah and Baal Oschach, which is connected to the menorah, in the following parak? But what does this have to do with, what is the first part of the Haftorah? You know, why is this parak in the Haftorah? So he suggests, he has a remez to the Chashmonaim, that when the Chashmonaim took over, remember the Ramban in Vayechi is very upset that the Chashmonaim took the Malchus because they were from Kohanim and they shouldn't have taken it. But the Rambam, when he describes the Chanukah story, he says, the Hamidu Melech min HaKohanim. And he doesn't give anything negative about that, right? The Mishtama, they were the only ones to take care of it at that time. But what's the Maila of Hamidu Melech min HaKohanim? So says Rev Soloveitchik, it's quoted in the Hari Kedem in the first volume, Simi Kufnun Ches. Venira, Shehu Mishum, Shayivanim, Ratzu Lachalos, Klushas HaMikdash. What did the Greeks want to do? They wanted to take out the spirit, the Ruchnius of the Mikdash. They made the Pirtzus, Vaidei Zesha, Malchus Haisa Biad HaKohanim, Nizkai Mishmiris, Klushas HaMikdash. But by the fact that the Kohanim kept the Malchus, they were able to guard the Mikdash. And where do you see that the Iker Tafkid of the Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol is to guard the Mikdash? Quotes Arpsukim, right, it says here that you have to Mishmarti Tishmar. You have to guard it, right? And that's the what has to be done, and that's the remez to Shabbos Chanukah also, that they guarded the Mikdash. Shmana, we continue now. Shmana Yeshua Kohen Gadol, Atover Echa Yeshua Lefanecha. Listen. You and all of those who are near you, Kianchi Mofeisema, because they are all Anashim, men of miracles. What does that mean, men of miracles? Rashi quotes, Hananya, Mishael, Vazarya. They are the Anshe Mofeis. Hema, Kihinini Mevias Adi Tzemach. Listen, I'm bringing my servant Tzemach. Who's Tzemach? Different deos. Rashi says it's Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel, who was just a small governor at the time, mentioned earlier. Pachas Yehuda Katan Bechatzar HaMelech. I will be Matzmiachim. I will cause him to grow. Right, he is the one who carries the mantle of Malchus Beis David on his shoulder. So I'm going to help him grow and sprout. The Radak says Tzemach is Melech HaMashiach. Right, based on the pasuk in Yirmiyahu also, where Melech Mashiach is referred to as Samach. Because this stone, says the Malach, that I put in front of Yoshua, Al Evan Achas Shiva Einayim, it'll spread out with seven eyes and it'll expand. This is the rock symbolizing the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash, the cornerstone that they laid already many years earlier, and now it's going to expand with Shiva Einayim. What's Shiva Einayim? The Radak says maybe it just means Ribui, means Hashem will put all of his eyes on the Mikdash to help out, or the Radak quotes his father, who says maybe the seven leaders who will help out with the Binyan: Yoshua, Ezra, Zerubbabel, Nehemiah, and the three Nevi'im, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. Maybe that's what it means. But either way, there's going to be the Beis HaMikdash now. Hinaminim Mefateach Pitucha, I will help develop it, either the actual stone or the Mikdash. No, Hashem Tzvakos, Umashti Esavon Aras Ahibi Yom Echad, I will remove the sin. I'll remove the sin of not building even in one day. What day? Rashi says, I don't know exactly which day he's talking about. Lo Yadati Eise Yom. But the day of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, let's say. Bayom Ahu Hashem Tzvakos, Tikru Ish Lore'eo, on that day, everyone will call to their friend, Vishekhet Ubishal Valtakas Gefen Valtakas Teina, as always the Rem is given, under their vine, under their fig tree, but all of Klai Yisrael will have Shalom again, and the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. And again, this is a continuation of the Chazon, the visions that Zechariah is seeing, but here he saw Yoshua HaKohen HaGadol. But so next parak, we'll get into the menorah, which is the actual connection to Baal Oscha and Hanukkah as well. Okay, we'll stop here.